We're here in the studio with Cameron Mitchell Ware, co-director of Loud, which is a New Orleans queer youth theater. Loud is a space to explore varied and fluid performances of queerness, as well as learn theater-making techniques. Thank you, Cameron Mitchell, for coming and visiting us today in the studio.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly. I'm really excited to be here. Thanks a lot.
For our listeners who are just hearing about Loud for the first time, tell them about the history of Loud, how and when it came about, and also its recent history.
Oh, sure. Loud is 2013 is when Loud was founded. We're New Orleans based. We're a queer youth theater company, if that hasn't been said already. And in those 6 years, it's been four original productions. It's been conferences all over the country that Loud has facilitated for a bunch of different organizers and other queer youth. And it's also been an amazing space for an organization or cultural sort of understanding of how we storytell, right? Which is, I think, kind of the basis of one of our founding principles. And we got that process and those practices from a great person, Wendy Moore O'Neill, who's the daughter of John O'Neill, the late, great John O'Neill, from Free Southern Theater. So we, in that amount of time, have connected with some really, really great people. We're fiscally sponsored by Alternate Roots out of Atlanta, a great group of artists and organizers who are dismantling oppression, one great, great young person at a time. So we're super grateful and super honored to be doing this work right now.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And you focus on theater and performance at Loud. So why, out of all the art forms, and I know you probably bring in lots of them.
Oh, yeah, you know, you're already there. You're there.
Why did you kind of make theater the one to embrace the most?
Yeah, I mean, for us, theater is kind of the consummate, original, collaborative art form in that way. It's like you said, right? Like, theater is our primary mechanism for fighting oppression and undoing all of the garbage of our zeitgeist right now. But you're right, we do encompass and invite and welcome dance and puppetry and speech and song and text and a little bit of mime, right? We're super inspired by the mime Marceau. We're inspired by a lot of different things. But theater, for us, like I said, is that all-encompassing space where we get to use non-traditional art form practices within the craft, right? So we get to rely heavily on a space that feels like it's of Augusto Boal's Theater for the Oppressed, right? So we get to have an arsenal of games and original devised understandings of how to tell our stories and narratives. And it's piggybacking off of Paulo Freire and the pedagogy of the oppressed, right? So theater for us is that consummate space of self-expression.
And so what do you feel like Loud would like to get loud about?
Oh my gosh, Loud would like to get loud about so many things. Loud, I think, would like to get louder about resistance. I think Loud and what that means and how to do that in maybe our community with the right intention and the right energy. Loud would like to get loud about cliche, maybe, love.
It's a good cliche.
It's a good one, right?
I don't know if that
one will get old. Love and active solidarity is one of our core principles, right? Gosh, I'm a millennial, right? So I feel very much like a bridge in a way between one generation and another. But it's about active solidarity. It's not just about that message on Instagram or that Facebook post or whatever. It is about reaching out to a friend and going and inviting them on a bike ride. It is about showing up for each other in a struggle in a way that feels good and also that feels lasting and tangible. And not just, again, on the skin, right? It's two different sides of that conversation, I think.
We've been talking with Cameron Mitchell Ware, co-director of Loud, New Orleans Queer Youth Theater. To learn more about Loud, you can check out their Facebook page and vianolavie.org. Well, Cameron Mitchell, it's been an absolute pleasure. I love talking to you and about Loud. So thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today.
Kelly, thank you. It's been a pleasure, totally.
For Nola V and In New Orleans, I'm Kelly Crawford.